before it begins. It is always dark. Darkness. Is a cloak, a shield, your mother's milk. Darkness isn't a pit. Darkness is a ladder in opportunity. Many who climb the ladder fail and never get to try again. Because the fool breaks them. And some are given the chance to climb, but refuse. They cling to the realm, or gods, or love. Mere illusions. Only the ladder is real. They climb. Is all there is. You know, there are many forces at work in this world. Even the very wise cannot see all ends. All we have to decide is what to do with the time. The time. The time that is given to us.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you. Let's think.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Before the commercial break, we saw Ella's somewhat dark pop drunk Yonsei lip sync for your life, contemporary confused Game of Thrones / Never Ending Story / Lord of the Ring monologues fusion solo routine. Let's check in with the judges and see what they have to say about Ella's solo routine so far. Will she end up in the bottom and have to dance for her life?
Heather, what I say so far is a piece that's determinedly banal. At best, it's a loose collage of effects. There's really no expressive focus evident.
Your twee, darling. Stale. Labored. Amateurish. There's nothing novel or memorable here.
Looks like a bunch of insider campiness.
Just another performer with a high quotient of ego. And fortuity. And it all proves tiresomely jejune. The bottom line is, you are unoriginal. So, Heather, yes, I'd like to see you in the bottom dancing for your life. Preferably on a high releve with turnout. Oh my God. Oh, that was something else. That's my daughter. That's my freaking daughter, would you believe? Oh, she's a pistol. Oh, that, you know where she gets it from too. You know it. Oh my God. Reminds me of what you guys did at Tish. You know, it's kind of artsy, you know? I love artsy stuff. I do, I tell you, I do. Oh my God. See, this is why I had to drive her downtown. The ballet class, you know, every day. Because I wasn't going to mess around with that suburban crap. Oh, no. Freaking hawker moms. That's what I call them, okay? Stage moms who hawk on their daughters. I'm not like that. Listen. I wanted to go somewhere professional, okay? Downtown. Like my jazz teacher, Julie Berman. Do you know Julie Berman? She's my jazz teacher. You know, listen, okay? She's professional. And you know what? I'm not bad. I still take jazz, would you believe? I take jazz. I'm not bad. No, I'm not bad. Listen, if you give me a couple of weeks, I'm very good at the combo at the end. But you know, my daughter, she was a rockette. You know, she's on the 75th anniversary DVD. She's freaking good. Oh, my. You, Petty, you are looking skinny. Oh, my. Are you eating? Listen, I got to tell you, I was skinnier than her back in the day. Oh, God. I wouldn't eat nothing. Oh, my God. And, you know, listen, I would wear halter tops to high school all the time. My ass hanging out. Oh, my God, your father. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it. And then I would take the skates off of the ice skates. Oh, my God, I wear that. I wear capes, too. Kind of like that guy over there. But anyway, you know, I'm telling you, I mean, your father. Okay, so you know what? Your father, thank God for your father, because I wouldn't have graduated, you know, high school without him. I wasn't like you kids, you know, you New Yorkers all, you know, you got your discipline. You know, I was a troublemaker. Oh, I'd act up. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Smoking weed in the back. Oh, God. Oh, my God, I tell you. But, yeah, thank God for your father. You know, listen, I could have been an actress, you know. My drama teacher told me that in high school, you know. But I had all kinds of jobs. Oh, my God, let me tell you. I drove a pink taxi, would you believe? Also a limo. I was a limo driver, too. I was a bus driver. But you know what? That got crazy because I couldn't get up for school in the morning. I would always make the kids late. Oh, God. Jesus Christ, I tell you. Oh, yeah, I was a server at Bailey's. Okay, it was pretty good. Oh, I sold Hondas. I was good, too. I was the only woman on the floor. Okay, I was pretty good. Oh, and I worked at Mugshots on Edison. Ronnie Bomby and Liquid Flow. Oh, my God, the two of those. Oh, my, they were a bunch of drunks. That's why I had to quit that job. But, you know, listen, see, you had a lot of jobs, too, Hetty. I mean, I'm telling you, so many accomplishments, you and your friends, you know. Oh, it's just unbelievable, you kids these days. It's just all kinds of crap going on, you know. Oh, my God. But are you okay? You know what I mean? Is everything all right? You know, because I know it's hard. You know, you're not calling me as much as you used to and stuff. You know, are you mad at me?
Yeah, excuse me, Mrs. Lang, but we need to move on, please.
Oh, my God. I feel, this is terrible. You know, I just get on her. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm on a roll. But, you know, listen, Hetty, I don't think you got to do this bottom in the bottom dancing for your life. You've done enough. You know, you've done a good job. Just leave it at that, okay? Be light, all right? I'm Shady. I'm a choreographer, you know, who makes a lot of work. Yeah, I work a lot, yeah. So, you know, just worldwide, you know, just films and movies and cutting edge shows with pop stars and what have you. I also do concert dance, too. I'm very, you know, that's my calling, you know, that's where I really find my true spirit, you know, in that work, because, you know, I just get to show my true colors, my spirit, you know. You know, but it's just really exciting, you know, being a high caliber artist such as myself, who just, you know, is constantly making work, you know. Just really pushing the boundaries. It's unbelievable, you know. And I'm grateful, you know, that I get to pave the way for myself as well as other young artists, you know. So, you know, as someone in the field, Heather, you know, I have a question for you, you know. Just like, you know, who are you? You know, like, who do you want to be? You know, what's your spirit animal? You know, like, who's the real Heather? You know, and how is she feeling? You know, like, how does she feel today, like, right now? Like, what is she going through? You know, what's her journey and her path? You know, are you feeling soft and vulnerable, you know? Are you feeling more, like, ferocious and hard, you know? Like, where are you going, you know? What's your path, you know? Are you going down the Olympic Road? You know, like, are you Sacagawea? Are you, I don't know, climbing a mountain? What's your Disney character, you know, if you were to be one? Are you a Jasmine, you know? Or a Little Mermaid? It's just, you gotta find it, here. It's all here for you, you know?
So it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's like, what are you going through? What are you feeling? You know, like, you know, just be who you want to be, Heather, you know? Just do it. Go for it. You know, like, do you want to wear drop crotch pants? Do you want to wear drop crotch pants with a bun on your head? You know, then do it. You know, do you want to wear a headdress with feathers? Do that, you know? You want to, like, have an asymmetrical bob? Find yourself, you know? It's all about the individual, you know? And just finding your true colors, Pocahontas style, you know? Shine bright like a diamond. You know, and that's just what, as an audience, you know, we just want to feel that, you know? We want to be taken away on a story, on a journey. So I just feel like, you know, maybe you could just give me a little bit of your emotions. You know, I want to feel it in my chair. I want to have chills, you know? I want to be like, I don't know, I want to feel it so hard that, like, maybe my eyes start bleeding and, like, we have to call 911. That's how hard I want to feel it. Like exorcism. I just want you to, like, come up through me, like, exorcism style. That should be a new, like, form of dance, exorcism style. So, yeah, you know what? I think it's time for you to find your spirit animal. You know, are you a fox? You know? What did the fox say? So, yes, Heather, you are in the bottom, okay? And you have to dance for your life. Uncage your spirit animal solo style, exorcism style.
Stay here.